USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump stumping for Republicans running for office in the state of Pennsylvania at a campaign-style rally in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania yesterday, where he also touted the economic accomplishments of his own administration.
Our economy is soaring. Our jobs are booming.
The president also telling the crowd the talk of Russian meddling in the 2016 election is a hoax. However, his top intelligence officials were back at the White House saying that Russia did meddle in the 2016 elections and is trying to meddle in the midterms as well.
Free and fair elections are the cornerstone of our democracy, and it has become clear that they are the target of our adversaries who seek, as the DNI just said, to sow discord and undermine our way of life.
That's the Department of Homeland Security Chief Kirsten Nielsen, and this is USA Radio News.
Your car's engine deals with pressures that can cause intense friction that can
waste up to 10% engine performance.
Power up with Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's three times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Buy five quarts of Castrol Edge and a Purolator Boss filter for $32.99 at Advance or participating CarQuest auto parts stores. Three times stronger based on Kurt Orbach test. 5W30 is great.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
The president's daughter Ivanka asked for her take on the concept of fake news at a workforce development meeting in Washington yesterday, and USA Radio's Rick Vincent has more.
Ivanka Trump says no, she does not think the news media are the people's enemy. Speaking at an event in Washington hosted by Axios, the president's eldest daughter did say she can relate to people who have concerns with the news industry.
I've certainly received my fair share of reporting on me personally that I know not to be fully accurate.
Press Secretary Sarah Sanders, asked about Ivanka's comments, says she feels the president's remarks may be justified.
When I was hosted by the Correspondents Association, of which almost all of you are members of, you brought a comedian up to attack my appearance and call me a traitor to my own gender.
People are evacuating in Lynchburg, Virginia, where a dam could fail and flood the city at any time. Emergency services officials say if it failed, parts of Lynchburg could be under 17 feet of water in a matter of minutes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wyatt Cox Classic Radio Theater. I've been using a MyPillow now for almost a year, and I've had the best sleep of my life, and you can too. What are you waiting for? This special? It's the best you'll ever have. Buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure you use promo code USA, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA. Do it now.
Forensic experts working to identify the remains of over 50 possible U.S. soldiers killed in the Korean War. A top forensic expert says the remains turned over by North Korea this week are, in his words, consistent with being Americans. Dr. John Byrd telling reporters the bones appear to be from the Korean War era, Byrd saying military items provided along with the 55 boxes of remains do match equipment that had been issued to U.S. forces in the early 1950s. At a rally he headlined in Pennsylvania late yesterday, President Trump referred to Vice President Pence having met the remains when they returned from the Korean Peninsula to Hawaii a few days ago.
He traveled all the way to Hawaii, 12 hours, and that was okay. Wouldn't have mattered if it was 50 hours, to meet the remains and greet the families of the American heroes who gave their lives in Korea.
The number of people sickened by eating tainted McDonald's salad is now up to nearly 400, according to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, which says the outbreak has been linked to salad mixes from a California produce company. Salinas-based Fresh Express, the supplier of the bag salads tainted with the cyclospora parasites, the fast food company had to halt all salad sales at 3,000 franchises as a precaution because of the multi-state outbreak.